With Hashem's loving grace, this is Lezer Baruti from the Chush Chesed Yeshiva in Holy City, Yerushalayim, with another one of our mini lessons in this week's Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is Parsha Re'eh. And right away in the first sentence of this week's Parsha, the Torah says, Hashem's name, Re'eh, look, Anochi Noten Lifnechem, I give before you, Hayom, today, Bracha V'Klala. What's Hashem saying? Our Torah commentators say everywhere where it says Hayom, then it means it's for all time. Like we say in Nishma, Hashem Mitzavcha Hayom, that every single day Hashem commands us today, every single day Hashem commands us the Torah anew. And so what we learn here from the word Hayom, today, that every single day Hashem places before us a blessing or a curse, and this is the foundation of our free choice. The first passage in this week's Torah, in this week's Torah portion, is the foundation of free choice. That the Torah says you have the privilege and the power of choosing a blessing or a curse. Now, what does King Solomon say in his infinite wisdom? King Solomon is the wisest man that ever walked the earth. King Solomon says, Ifelet Adam Yisalef Dalko, Bal Hashem Yizach Libo. King Solomon says, a fool's folly skews his way. It alters his way. It makes him walk a crooked way, and then he blames Hashem. In other words, if what's a fool's folly? He goes against, he fights the Torah. In other words, imagine that you buy a new car, and the manufacturer tells you to put certain pressure in your tires, to put a certain fuel in the engine, and to lubricate with certain oil, and you don't pay attention to manufacturers that suggest that you get things that cheap components, and you use these cheap lubricants, and then the car doesn't work. So who do you blame? You blame the company engineer, you blame the guy that sells the car, no, you blame yourself, because you didn't pay the manufacturer's instructions, you didn't pay attention. That's exactly what the Torah tells us. The Torah says, if you do Hashem's commandments, Hashem is a manufacturer, Hashem created the human soul, then you're going to have a blessing. And you go against it, you're going to have a curse. So people go against it, they blame Hashem, Hashem, what's going on here? Explain this in a parable. There's once a king, and the king had his one beloved son, and the son the prince. And the prince started having these terrible pains in his feet. Terrible, terrible pains. And nobody called all the doctors in the kingdom. And none of the doctors could solve the problem. They said, why is he having pain in his feet? Nobody looked. And the prince's feet get worse and worse and worse. It started from there swollen, it became red, then blue. They started black, and the black turned into green. He was getting gangrene in his feet. This circulation cut off. So right away, the king called, you know, the best three surgeons. He called the Ministry of Medicine and the Professor of Medicine, the best three doctors in the kingdom, and asked them what to do. And they said, no, Your Majesty, had a one unanimous opinion, have to save his life and cut off his feet. He cut off his feet. Oh, the king, he couldn't hear that advice. It didn't sit on his heart. It didn't sit well with him. And then the king put on an urgent proclamation all across the kingdom that the prince has terribly sick feet. Can anyone save his feet? Should come forward. All of a sudden, the palace cobbler, he barges in, and he says, Your Majesty, I'll bet I can save the king's feet. Well, the three hearty doctors laugh. What, the shoemaker? Palace guy, shoemaker? He says, Your Majesty, I've been making shoes for you, and my father made shoes for your father, and my grandfather made shoes for your father. Let me examine the prince's feet. I haven't been making shoes for the prince. And we'll be getting shoes from someone else. Let me see his feet. So, the cobbler, when somebody's about to die, the king's only son, he'll let the trash collector examine his son. So he said, of course. And he moved the doctors aside. He told the honor guard to take the cobbler in. The shoemaker examined the king's, this prince's feet. And he said, it came out, Your Majesty, somebody gave him shoes that are two sizes too small. Of course he's got gangrene feet. They squeeze his feet. They don't fit. So he right away took the shoes off. And he put the prince's feet in water, and he put some herbs in the water, and he massaged his feet, iced it, and gave him treatments. And little by little, brought the kid to the prince's feet, they became healthy. And the cobbler made a proper pair of sandals at first, then made shoes, and the prince became totally healthy. Totally healthy. That's a parable. It's one of the parables that appears in Hasidic Pearls. But if you look, what does the parable mean? Who's the king? The king is Hashem. And who's the prince? That's the Jewish people. And who are the doctors? The doctors are the nations of the world. Nations of the world, they have to do things according to their science and technology. And what are the shoes? The shoes, the wisdom, didn't fit. Why? You get the wrong shoes. Rather give them the wisdom of the Torah, they give them the wisdom of the nations of the earth. For a Jewish soul, foreign wisdom, as Rebbe Nachman writes in several places in Likutei Moran, is like giving a soul salt water. No soul can thrive on salt water. Give it fresh water. Give it fresh water and it grows and wonderful. Who can thrive on salt water? Okay, so that's exactly what the cobbler did. What the cobbler is, it alludes to the tzaddik of the generation. Hav Kook says that, the Midrash says that Hav Kook came and stood the entire Torah in one. That emunah indicates the feet. Emunah is a hint at the feet, because emunah is the one mitzvah that a person stands on. An entire person is the base that it stands on. So the parable of the shoes that he stands on, this is talking about emunah. That the king's advisors tried to give him secular logic rather than emunah. Okay? Secular logic leads to a curse to the Jewish soul, and emunah leads to a blessing. And that's why there are many things in the Torah that according to logic, they seem illogical. But that is not divine logic. That is non-Jewish logic. That has nothing to do with the Jewish soul. Now nobody says there's anything wrong with diesel fuel. Okay, diesel fuel, sure. Some trucks and some cars, they work great on diesel fuel. But if you take diesel fuel and put it in an aircraft, in a jet aircraft, that these high octane jet fuel, it's not going to go anywhere. The same thing, when you take a Jewish soul and put the wrong fuel into it, it's not going to go anywhere. So people understand when they're having difficulties in life that maybe they're wearing the wrong pair of shoes. Maybe they should change their shoes. Maybe take off the shoes which represent the ways of this world and start living life according to Torah. Exactly. This is our choice. This is our choice. Now we can understand what King Solomon says. That the folly of a person causes him to err in his ways, and then he blames Hashem. Okay, how can you blame Hashem when you go according against Hashem's advice? Right? By going against Hashem's advice, which is the manufacturer's instructions, right here on the Torah, a person will succeed. Will succeed. Emunah is the path to success. And that's why Emunah is the path to success in raising our children, success in marriage, success in your career. Yes, Emunah in career, because a person has Emunah, a person can be confident, can be charismatic. If he's sell insurance, he can do that better. If he's an accountant, he's going to do that better. If he's a doctor, he's going to do that better. Certainly a doctor with Emunah is going to be much better, much more successful, much more siyata d'shmaya, a better prognosis. No matter what you're doing, you're going to do it better with the emunah. And this is the blessing. And this is what Hashem says, lifneichem, I give this before you, hayom, every single day. Every single day, every single one of us has the option to choose. And Hashem should help us always make the right choices. Choose in the area of the blessing and emunah. And by that way, everyone should see every single blessing in life and material and spiritual abundance, and the building of our holy temple in Yerushalayim, in gathering exiles, and coming from Shia, speed in our days. Amen. May we have a nice, peaceful Shabbat.